Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. In today's episode, we're going to explore the concept of monitoring your brand on the internet.
Blogging tips and strategies you need from Miss Eileen right here on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast.
Hey guys, before we get started talking about monitoring your brand on the internet, I'd like to spend some time. First of all, I want to thank you so much for coming along on this journey with me on this podcast. Our goal here is to help you build a better blog. There's so many other things you could be doing. There's so many other podcasts you could be listening to, and you've decided to listen to this one. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if we look back over some of the topics that have been covered, we started off really on starting your blogging journey. Then we talked about the three C's of your blogging success. If you missed that one, don't be surprised that content is not one of those three C's, but I'm going to make you listen to the podcast in order to find out what those three C's are if you haven't done it already. Then as we became a little more seasoned and started to really build our expertise a little, we began a transformation. And I call that transformation going from blogger to webmaster. And that episode is all about Google Webmaster Tools and why you need to invest some time in learning what's bringing traffic to your blog, what's the most popular posts on your blog. And then from there, we transitioned into something that I kind of wish people would have urged me to do when I first started blogging, which was building an email list. So we talked about AWeber, and then we moved on into our 10-point checklist for blog promotion. So we've done all those things. We've got them under our belt. In our last episode, we talked about the use of images and titles and how that draws people in and brings them closer to your content and makes your content more memorable. So now that you've got a little bit of authority, you've got a little juice going in the internet, you want to monitor what's being said about you. It's really important that you do this. And one of the reasons you want to know what's being said, first of all, you want to know who's talking about you. Are you being successful in your attempts to attract those high visibility bloggers, the ones that you've been trying to connect with and trying to reach out to on social media and so forth? Are you being looked up to? Are people quoting you? Are people saying positive things about you? You also want to know who your fans are. You know, you may have people that are admiring you from afar, and if they don't leave comments on your blog, or if they don't retweet you, you probably would never know that they are watching you unless you're monitoring your brand. Another reason to monitor your brand, this helps you develop your target audience. By monitoring those fans and seeing what's being said about you, you know, you may even have people saying positive things about you that you never even thought about yourself. That's happened to me before. I remember one time there was an interview with Lewis Gray. Now, if anybody doesn't know who Lewis Gray is, he was always a very popular blogger. And one of the things that made him stand out was the fact that he was using Blogger. But he was always known as a thought leader. And eventually, Lewis Gray wound up working for Google. So he's one of those guys that, you know, he's got Google Glass and, you know, Google TV, he always gets everything first now. And he is an evangelist for Google and Google Plus. Lewis Gray and I connected a little bit back when Google Buzz was out, so he knew who I was. But someone interviewed him, a friend of mine, Joe Hackman. He said, I'm getting ready to interview Lewis Gray. Does anybody have questions for Lewis Gray? Well, when Joe read my question, and the question was about using Discus on the blog. And at the time, you guys all know that I was a big advocate for Comment Love. And Lewis Gray knew that. Lewis Gray said, oh, Comment Love, that's one of her keywords. And I thought, this is back in the early days, right? And I was like, you know what? He's got a point. I should start targeting that keyword. And, you know, as you know, as time went by, I wound up even being the Comment Love ambassador. And a lot of people still hold my name synonymous and my blog, Basic Blog Tips, synonymous with the concept of Comment Love, even though I don't have the love turned on my blog anymore. But my point is, because I was monitoring and listening, you know, people will say things about you that, and notice things about you that you might not even notice about yourself. And that made me feel really good to hear someone as important as Lewis Gray. He knew exactly who I was. He didn't have to look up any notes or anything right off the top of his head. He knew Eileen Smith, Comment Love. So that was kind of neat. So you should be monitoring your name as well as your keywords. I'll give you another example. This happened not too long ago. I published a post called Guidelines for Ethical Blogging. And I was talking about various things like pop-up ads and people that have videos. You know, you don't have any control over play or pause or any of that. And then I also talked about list swaps and solo ads. And a gentleman by the name of Adrian Jock, he is very much into solo ads. And it's one of his keywords, his major keywords, and one of the things that he has ebooks about. And he's very prolific on the topic. And I think he reads my blog, but he really must be monitoring the mentions of solo ads because he came over immediately. He defended solo ads. He told me that what I was referring to was people who are abusing solo ads. And I was really glad that he did that. He was monitoring his brand. He came over and did some quick damage control. And after I said to him, you know what? I love the way you have defended what you do. You've clarified what's the right way to do things. And you've taken a stand, and I appreciate that. And the next thing I know, he was thanking me on Twitter and so forth. And I think he's been back to the blog a few times, leaving comments since then. So I just want you to keep in mind that when you're monitoring your brand, there are going to be some real positives, but there's also going to be some perils and some pitfalls that you have to look out for. Everything's not always going to come up roses. That's why you need to know. I mean, this is what the big brands do. This is why they're all using social media. They want to be able to see when somebody says something negative about them. I know I had a problem with my cable the other day and I tweeted something about Verizon and that person contacted me immediately and they helped me resolve my issue. So now let's talk a little about how you can go about monitoring your brand. If you ever read articles about monitoring your brand, or if you do a search on Google, you'll probably see people talking about Google Alerts. Now, you sign up for Google Alerts, you just tell Google what it is you want to monitor, probably your name. I always suggest, of course, you monitor your Twitter name because that's going to be unique. You want to monitor the name of your blog. And like I said, if you want to do some keywords, you do that as well. But I have to be honest with you, Google Alerts are just not what they used to be. They used to be very good. And I don't know if it's since Google Reader died that Google Alerts have gone downhill or what, but they're just not as good. So I found something that I think works a lot better than Google Alerts right at this moment, and it's called TalkWalker Alerts, and it's just talkwalkeralerts.com. It's the same type of a sign-up process. You just go over there, you sign up, you tell it what you wanted to track, you tell it how often you want to get those emails, and that's it. You set it and forget it. So let me just give you an idea of some of the emails and some of the mentions that I've received in the last few weeks. Well, of course, I get alerts when people mention me in blog posts, but I also get alerts when people mention me in comments. And someone mentioned me, it said something very nice about me. They actually were leaving a comment over on Lisa Irby's blog. That's the To Create a Website blog. And they mentioned me like in a list along with Jeremy Shoemaker, Neil Patel, Eileen Smith. And I was like, okay, Amy. And then they put blogging with Amy, like people might not know who Amy is. But of course, I don't have to say Eileen Smith of Basic Blog Tips. And I thought, well, this person, really, that was so nice. It's nice to know who your fans are. Then there was another one that came up. And this was from, actually, this was a contest that I sponsored. And I think someone left a comment on the post, even though the contest was about 2 years old, but they mentioned me in the comment. And that was over on Keisha Easley's blog, We Blog Better. Let me give you another example. News. You will get alerts of news and news releases. Now, I got to be honest, it's not every day I get mentioned in a press release. But in this particular case, you may remember me talking about the SEO Presser plugin, and the guy who owns the plugin, with the developer, Daniel Tan, he issued some press releases and he mentioned this tutorial that I did. And so it hit about 5 or 6 different press release sites, and so I got the alerts. Also, forums. I get alerted when there's a mention in a forum. And once again, the SEO Presser was mentioned on the Warrior forum. And that's a forum I would never visit. But lo and behold, they're talking about me over there, saying positive things. And I'm also seeing that I'm getting a little uptick in traffic from the Warrior forum as well. Now, you know, I told you earlier, it's not always roses, because the other thing you get alerts from TalkWalker Alerts about is when people are scraping your content. Isn't that lovely to see these people taking your article that you poured your heart and soul into and just taking your RSS feed or copying and pasting your article and posting it up on their blog? Yes. They call them content scrapers. I have another name for them, but I'm not going to share it at this time. But I think you guys can imagine. So you if you want to go and file in DCMA claims against these people to get their blogs taken down, this is a way that you can monitor to see who's doing that to you. Now, there's a few other tools that are very similar to TalkWalker Alerts that you can sign up for. One is called Mention.net, but I think there's only a 30-day trial. Then after that, they may start charging you a few bucks every month. I'm not sure if you want to go that route, but I think you should sign up for Google Alerts, even though I know I mentioned that they're not all that great. Sign up for it anyway. I mean, it's free. And this TalkWalker Alerts, they're free as well. So do those two for sure. And this next one that I'm going to tell you about. But if you find any others, it's up to you if you're willing to go ahead and invest a few dollars in them, see if they're giving you better results than what you can get from Google Alerts and TalkWalker, because to be honest, they all miss something. So this next one I'm going to tell you about is free, and it's another one from our friend, the big G, Google, and it's inside of Google Analytics. And don't tell me you don't have Google Analytics set up, because we already talked about that. Google Webmaster Tools and Google Analytics, you absolutely must have them. If you don't, go over to my blog and find out how to set them up. I got tutorials, I got presentations, I've got podcasts. I will hold your hand. That's how important it is that you have Google Analytics and Google Webmaster Tools installed on your blog. Okay, so now that we got through that, in your Google Analytics report, you're going to go to the traffic report, then social, and then trackbacks. Yes, trackbacks. What are trackbacks? Trackbacks is just like a little notification that says, this blog is linking to you. And what I'm also seeing in these trackbacks over on Google Analytics is blog comments are showing up in here as well. And that would be comments that you make, or comments that I make on Comment Love blogs. Comments that we make on Comment Love blogs. You guys know what I mean. So in addition to people actually linking to us, you're also going to have your own comments show up as trackbacks. Now, the plus of watching them in Google Analytics is also going to show you if you're getting traffic from those links. So, you know, those people that spend a whole lot of time going around leaving a lot of comments on Comment Love blogs. Here's the proof. You'll know now if people are actually clicking on those links from going into this track back report. So the first column is going to be the endorsing URL, meaning the URL where the link is placed. Then it's going to be in the next column, your page. So it's going to be the page that you're linked back to. And that's usually going to be a blog post. It's not typically going to be your home page. Okay. Then it'll tell you the number of visits that you received from based on those trackbacks. And then the last column is just like a little pull-down menu that lets you view the page on your blog or view that trackback, meaning view the place where the link was generated. Okay? Then it also has this other thing called filter on this page, which just means that this is a way to filter this report so you see only all the trackbacks for a specific page. You're probably never going to use that, but just in case, it is there. The one you're going to want to use most often is view trackback. View trackback. Because you're not going to need to view the page, because actually in this report, it gives you the complete URL and the title of the blog post. So if you don't know what's on your own blog, you know, I mean, maybe it could be a really old post and you're not really sure, then this is a quick way to get back there. But for the most part, if you're not getting a lot of traffic from it, you probably don't care. But you probably will still want to view the trackback. So this is important. If you're getting traffic, that's wonderful. I'll tell you two surprises that I found when I was preparing for this episode. I found that one of my guest bloggers, and her name, she's so prolific, I love her to death. Her name is Sharon Hurley Hall. This girl can, oh, she's such a great writer. And she's writing for Crazy Egg. With all these blog posts that she's writing for the Crazy Egg blog, which I had no idea until I looked in this trackback report, they're all sending traffic because she's linking back to those guest posts that she's done on basic blog tips. Now, isn't that wonderful? That's the way the internet is supposed to work. Okay? If you're doing guest blogging, you're going to want to not just link back to your own blog. You're also going to want to link back to the guest posts you've done on other blogs because that just boosts your authority in general. I also found there is another one of my guest bloggers, and his name is Timo. Apologize if I'm saying that name wrong. I think it's actually pronounced Timo Kyander. And Timo is writing for a blog called Pick the Brain. Grow yourself. I like that. Pick the brain. it produces a real visual, doesn't it? Pick the brain. Anyway, Timo is doing the same thing that Sharon is doing. He's guest posting on another blog and linking back and boosting up the authority of the guest post that he's done on basic blog tips. Okay? Excellent, excellent strategy. I would never have known this if I wasn't looking at that TrackBack report and Google Analytics. And so what does that make me do? That makes me, because remember, I have over 300, close to 400 blog posts on basic blog tips. And you're supposed to always interlink your posts. So now what does that do? That makes Timo now become top of mind for me. Next time I publish a blog post, am I going to link back to his guest post on my blog? Yep. Am I going to link over to Timo's blog, which is called Productive Super Dad? Yes, I'm going to do that. So, of course, Sharon, she's always top of mind. Sharon has been one of my blogging friends since day one. She's always going to be top of mind, but I didn't realize that she was doing this linking. So it's super duper important for you to monitor your brand. Like I said, it's what all the big brands are doing, and it's what you need to do too. Okay, I want to mention just a couple of other quick things that you may have missed in previous episodes where you can also make sure you're tracking your at mentions in Twitter, and you can do that using Hootsuite. I'm not sure what Twitter client you use. You can do it from a Twitter website as well. But it's so much easier in Hootsuite. You just set up a column for mentions. I got a video for that. Don't worry. If you need it, just ask me a question. Go to my YouTube channel and just type in Hootsuite and you'll find it. You also can use Scoop It. And I know you guys know I'm a big advocate of Scoop It. Pretty soon it's just going to be like Comment Love. It's going to be Eileen Smith, Scoop It. That's how much I love Scoop It. And Scoop It, I have... Scoop It lets you monitor RSS feeds and keywords, so you can use Scoop It to do that as well. Of course, Paperly, some people don't like Paperly, but you can set up Paperly just for the purpose of monitoring. You never have to tweet it out if you don't want to. I do that. I monitor podcasting over on Paperly. I have a couple of Paperlys that I have set up just for the purpose of monitoring. And it also gives me some material if I need to fill in the blanks on a tweet or if I want to get something up on Pinterest real quick, I can go over to Paperly that I have set up to monitor different terms. So make use of all these tools. If you find any others, share them with me. You know, leave me a voicemail over on SpeakPipe. Let me know what you're doing to monitor your brand. Give me some of the pitfalls and some of the positives, because it's all about helping you build a better blog. That's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please do me a favor and leave me a review and rating over in iTunes. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.